65, 66, 67, 68. This is most excellent. I found lots of souls today. Nice and heavy. Who knew that being a Reaper could be so much fun? And even though I've been doing the same job for the past, what is it now? 9,000 years. It never really gets boring. The landscape of the in-between is ever-changing, and my job is to collect the souls who have accidentally become lost along the way. I smell something in the wind. It smells like a soul, still attached to its body by the threads of life. Time to teleport over to them. Hello, little soul. You're not dead yet, but want to come for a ride in one of my soul jars? No. I suppose that's understandable. You still have a living human body to go back to after all. My, how rude of me not to introduce myself to you. I am a Soul Reaper. You can just call me Soul Reaper. My name is not important, but my job is. I wander the landscapes of the in-between and collect the stray souls who have become lost in their journey to the afterlife. But you are an anomaly in a place like this. Strange, but not entirely rare. It happens sometimes. Well, sometimes, while people are sleeping, their souls, desiring freedom, drift up, up, and up from their bodies, and wander the realms. Of course, when they wake up, they often forget about what happened, just as you will soon forget all about seeing me. Tomorrow, you might remember my face. The next day, you might remember my voice. And the day after, I shall be nothing more but a distant dream memory. But that doesn't have to be the case at all. You can come and join my soul collection if you like. Of course, that's going to mean leaving your body behind. But in exchange, you get to live in my beautiful dwelling in the Reaper Realms as part of my soul collection. It's a good deal if you ask me. You will never have to worry about the vicissitudes of human life again. I can tell just by standing next to you that your soul has a lot of substance to it. And it also glows in all sorts of different colors. exquisite, and luminescent. We Reapers call souls like yours shinies. We are hopelessly attracted to them. Oh, trust me, you are very, very special, even if you don't think you are. The human world can be blind as to what is special and what isn't. Most people are too caught up in their own business and their own thoughts to really see others for what they are. What humans do is really none of my business, though. But since I've lived for so long, those are but some of the truths I have observed. Why don't you accompany me for a while? This here in front of you is my enchanted wooden transport vessel. Yes, it does kind of look like a small ship. Once I activate the magic that drives it, its sails will fill up, and it will float through the realms of the in-between. Let us board. Are you coming? Wonderful. You don't have to decide just yet about whether or not you want to join me for eternity. I just wanted some company. That's all. These here are the souls I have collected today. They are currently all sitting inside their soul jars. Hello, little souls. Meet our new friend. It takes a little while for them to get used to not being part of a body. Once they do get used to it, they will feel a much greater sense of freedom. Let's go. How are you liking the scenery around here? This place is called the Bridge of Colors. This is where the colors of dusk, dawn, and twilight converge to form a bridge. The souls who don't get picked up by my brother and sister Reapers are often attracted to the colors of this place. That's why I spend quite a lot of time here. Why don't they get picked up, you say? That's because the human population has been increasing steadily, while the Reaper population has not grown as quickly. It's just how things are. We're now heading toward the southern end of the bridge. There may be some more lost souls wandering around over there. This light is beautiful, is it not? Not all areas of the in-between are as peaceful as this, but I'll be sure to give you the scenic tour. As you can see here, none of the souls I have gathered today are shiny like yours. Shiny souls can belong to many different types of humans, The owners of such souls don't necessarily live better lives than others, nor are they necessarily more successful. However, those are small, mortal things that hold no importance here. Shiny souls like yours were birthed from a very special place in the realms a long time ago. We Reapers don't see many of them around anymore. They have either wandered into a different realm, or they've decided to go home, back to the place where they were first created. Special souls like yours are hard to identify in the mortal realms, but once that person has expired and their souls leave their bodies, we Reapers can identify them within a 100-mile radius. I can completely understand if you don't want to become part of my collection just yet. Oh, that's a good question. You see, here's how things work. There are hundreds of thousands of Reapers stationed at different places. My job is to wander the landscapes of the in-between and collect the souls my brother and sister Reapers have missed. When a soul has accidentally been missed, it usually becomes lost. My job is to find them, put them in jars, and deliver them to their destinations. What is the destination? That's another good question. I knew you were a smart one. You see, for millennia, different groups of humans have had different beliefs about the afterlife. Multiple versions of heaven exist on Earth. I deliver the souls to their respective versions of heaven. The validity of one version of heaven does not invalidate the other versions. There are multiple realms, all stacked on top of one another. Many, many versions of the afterlife exist. They are parallel realities. Us Reapers are specialist planewalkers. We cross the lines between multiple versions of reality and deliver the souls to their respective homes. Does this all sound exciting to you? Have you decided whether you want to join my soul collection yet? I suppose you still have your life to live. How about this? Let's make a contract. You can go back to living your life. But after you pass away, you can come join my soul collection and live in my charming house. What do you say? Well, you see, here's the problem. Not all souls go to heaven. Some go to the underworld. Some enter the Wheel of Rebirth. Others have been sold to the devil. What folly it is to trade a few measly years of wealth and pleasure for an eternity of slavery. Humans are funny sometimes. As for where your particular soul would go, I wouldn't know. It depends on your actions and on the decisions you make on Earth. But there is one way to guarantee that you won't go to the underworld or to the realm of the mists. That one way is to sign my contract. It's a binding contract. Yes, we Reapers are allowed to do this. And we have the power to do this. It's because... well, you could say that us Reapers have reaped quite a lot of merit. We were once humans too. A long, long time ago. But we offered ourselves in service to departed souls. As such, there are a few things we get to do. We're allowed to keep souls that agree to join us. But the key here is choice. We can't force it. The human has to decide. Is it a yes? Look, if you decide to join my collection, you will get to roam not only my beautiful house and property, but you will also have access to what we call the Backyard of Eternity. This backyard is filled with all sorts of plant life. It has rare flowers and trees that you have never seen before. And we even have animals, too. Reaper cats, Reaper dogs, Reaper birds. Every single animal has its own Reaper system. These Reaper animals often frolic in the backyard of eternity, when they finish doing their jobs for the day, of course. Some of the souls in my collection like to play with them. Those who prefer more quiet entertainment have access to my library and also to the numerous portals in my house. Have I convinced you yet? I mean, maybe you'll go to heaven, but maybe you'll go to the underworld. If you sign this contract, though, at least you'll guarantee yourself an eternity doing whatever you like, here, with me. There is no catch. We Reapers simply enjoy collecting shiny souls like yours. You're not our slaves or anything, and except for a few tiny little rules, you pretty much get to do whatever you want. Occasionally, you might even decide to accompany me on my Reaper tasks. If you sign my contract now, you'll wake up and live your life normally. But you will be eternally tied to me. So, what will it be, precious soul?